Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
For a wide variety of reasons, many people today are feeling an overwhelming sense of tension and of anxiety and of confusion and even of fear. They feel all of these things within themselves. And that is because we seem to be living on the edge of disaster. Things seem to be spiraling out of control, and many people see no way to straighten out these things. They don't see any real solution to our problems. Nothing. No plan that would give them a sense of hope and a sense of peace and of confidence in the future. And though some of the plans of man have had some positive results over the years, still, after all of our efforts, we just seem to be heading in the wrong direction. We seem to be heading down a path of destruction. As it says in Psalm 44, verse 19, we are covered in the shadow of death. What we need is a better plan. We need a plan that is not just for today. We need a plan that is not just for tomorrow, but we need a long-term plan. We need a plan for eternity. And God has designed that plan. A plan for victory over evil. A plan for victory over sin and death. A plan to change the course of our lives forever. A plan for our salvation. A plan that finds its foundation in the death and in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, Paul affirms in verse 20 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, now there is hope for all of us, because Christ has been raised from the dead. He is alive. And He's in the glory of heaven, never to die again. He is, Paul says, the first fruits, apache in Greek. He is the beginning. He is the starting point. He is the reason that those who are raised from the dead are able to be raised from the dead at all. A picture that we find in Leviticus chapter 23. When the children of Israel were about to harvest a crop of grain, and they would first tie a bundle of grain stalks together, and they would bring those stalks to the temple, and they would offer them up to the Lord. And the people were not able, they were not permitted, to harvest the rest of the crop until they brought those first fruits to the Lord. So like the first fruits of grain, Jesus first offered Himself to God the Father on our behalf. The resurrection of Jesus Christ comes first. It is the starting point of all things. It is essential for us in order for us to be raised from the dead. Jesus is the first fruits of those who are asleep, it says. Asleep in Him. A picture of those who have died with Christ as their Savior, whose spirits have gone home to be with the Lord, but whose bodies remain in the grave. The resurrection is the assurance. The resurrection of Christ is our guarantee that our bodies will rise from the dead. in a glorified body like his glorious body, and so we shall forever be with the Lord. For since by a man, we are told in verse 21, by a man named Adam, by him, sin came into this world. And so death came upon all of us, both physical death and spiritual death. For we all have sinned against God, haven't we? We all stand guilty before him, and we are all under his judgment. But, Paul adds, by a man, by a perfect man, by Christ, who is God and man, also came the resurrection of the dead, both physical resurrection and spiritual resurrection. The hope of all of us rests in him. For as in Adam, it says in verse 22, we have all been born in sin. That is who we are. That is our nature. But in addition to that, we all choose to sin against God. That is who we are. That is what we do. And so, we are told we all die. We die physically. We die spiritually. But in Christ, all who belong to him shall be made alive, both physically and spiritually alive. He gives us life. He restores life to us. He is the source of life eternal. But each person is raised to life in his own order, it says in verse 23, tagma in Greek. It's a military term. Like an army that is marching in line. That an army that is marching in order. So each one of us will be raised from the dead in order at the proper time. Christ being the first fruits, the first to rise from the dead. And after that, who will rise? Those who belong to him and who have lived during the church age. And that is from the day of Pentecost until Christ returns to meet us in the air. And so the bodies of those believers who have died will rise from the grave to be reunited with their spirits, which are already with him. But in addition to that, we who are alive, we who remain on this earth at that time and belong to him, at the same time, we will rise to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall all be with him forever. Then, after that, judgment, tribulation will fall upon the people of this earth, and during that time, there will be some who will come to Christ for salvation, and many of them will be slaughtered for their faith. But at the end of that 7 years of tribulation, they are the next in line. Their bodies will rise from the grave, along with the bodies of those in the Old Testament who belong to God. All of their bodies will rise to be reunited with their spirits, which are already with the Lord, as the Lord descends to this earth to establish his kingdom and to establish his reign on this earth for 1,000 years. These are the ones who are Christ's, we're told in verse 23, whose body will be raised at his coming to this earth. Parousia in Greek. It is a technical term. It is a term for the arrival of a king. Then comes the end, we're told. Telos in Greek. Then comes the fulfillment of all things. That which has been predetermined from before the foundation of the world. The time, it says, when Christ hands over the kingdom to God the Father. That is, after Christ has first abolished, katangeo in Greek, after he has nullified and he has done away with all rule and all power and all authority on this earth. Everything that opposes the will of God. All of these things will be destroyed, it says in verse 25, for Christ must rule and reign until he has put all of his enemies in submission under his feet. No matter how strong the powers of this earth may seem to be, no matter how strong the power of hell is, in the end, the wicked will not triumph. And the last enemy we're told in verse 26, that will be abolished and will no longer even exist, is death. Now that is the final triumph of Christ. Then, last in line are the bodies of those who have rejected Jesus Christ as their Savior, and so then their bodies will rise from the grave to be reunited with their spirits that have been in a place of torment awaiting their final judgment. And so they will be thrown into a lake of fire forever. That is the plan. That is the plan of God. God the Father has put all things in subjection under the feet of the Son. And we're told in verse 27, but when the Father says all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted. He is excluded. It is obvious that the Father is not included in that because he is the one who put all things in subjection to Christ. And when all things are subjected to Christ, then we're told in verse 28, the Son himself will be subjected to the one who put all things in subjection to him, who put all things under his feet. So, in a final demonstration of humility and of obedience as the suffering servant of God, Jesus will lovingly and willingly submit all things to his Father, who subjected all things to him. Then the work of Christ will be complete. And he will once again take his place in glory and in majesty and in equality with the Father and with the Spirit. That God, who has chosen to manifest himself in three persons, may be all and in all as we reign in the eternal kingdom. With the eternal Son, with him forever. This is the plan of God. And this is a better plan than any plan of man. And I suppose the real question to consider is this. Where will we be when this plan is complete? Will we be in the glory of heaven? Or will we be in torment? In a lake of fire? The answer to that question can only be found in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.